At the beginning of Parshas Vayakel, Torah tells us Vayakel Moshe et kol adat bnei Yisrael v'yomer aleihem ein ladvim asher tziva Hashem lasot otam. Moshe Rabbeinu gathers all the bnei Yisrael together, and he introduces them about the bnei Hamishkan. First, he talks a little bit about Shabbos, and then he talks about what's necessary for the Mishkan. And 20 psukim later, 19 psukim later, pasuk chaf. The Torah says, Bnei Yisrael have been instructed in what they need to donate. Vayetzu kol adat Bnei Yisrael milifnei Moshe. And all of Bnei Yisrael leave from Moshe's presence. That's what the pasuk says. Now, I would read the pasuk and I would say, okay, they gathered and they left. But the Balei Musar, who had a very, very sensitive antenna to the wording of the pasuk, says, why does the Torah have to tell us, Vayetzu kol adat bnei Yisrael milifnei Moshe, that they left from Moshe's presence? We know where they were, from Pasuk Aleph. We know they were with Moshe. It could have said, Vayetzu kol adat bnei Yisrael. Why does it say milifnei Moshe? So Rav Elul Lapian, Yaakov Naiman, and other Balei Musar say there's an important message here. Why the Torah added in milifnei Moshe. You see, when Bnei Yisrael left Moshe's presence and they were outside the tent, they were back in the machane, and you took a look at them, you could tell that they left Moshe's presence. There was something that lingered that they took with them. And you can see from their demeanor that, these people must have been just in Moshe's presence. The Torah tells us at the end of last week's parsha that when Moshe Rabbeinu would talk to Bnei Yisrael, at first they were fearful because Kikara and Or Pnei Moshe, Moshe's face shone with this divine light. And if you were in the presence of Moshe Rabbeinu with this shining divine light, when you left, you weren't the same person. You could tell where you were. Similarly, in the negative sense, you see a person walking down the street, staggering, he can't walk straight, can't walk a straight line, and you know that there was a tavern a block away, a bar. I know where he came from. It's obvious. But in the positive sense, when Bnei Yisrael walked out of Moshe's presence, you could tell that they had been in the presence of Moshe Rabbeinu, shining with that divine light. And what about us? So we're not zocha to have been in the presence or to be in the presence of Moshe Rabbeinu. But we are able to spend time in a Beit Midrash, in a house of Torah. And when we walk out from this house of Torah, if you go back to Chutz Laaretz for Pesach, or go back in June, can you tell where we came from? Will there be something about us that will signify we're not the same person when we left? We're much more refined. We are much more focused. Or are we going to go back and no one will be able to tell that we were even here? When you walk out of the Beit Midrash in Esther Amalka, you get on a bus in Derech Hevel. Can a person tell if you came from the Beit Midrash? When you walk the streets of Central Avenue or Golders Green Road, did you pronounce it right? Are you the same person that would walk down Derech Hevron to the Kotel? Or no? That was when I was in Eretz Yisrael.
when I packed up my suitcase, I had a weight limit, so I left that part behind. When you're in Lake Como, Pennsylvania, or Indian Orchard, can people tell that you came from Yerushalayim? Or they wouldn't know the difference. The Rambam, and I quoted recently in a different class, the Rambam writes in the beginning of Perikei of Hilchos Deos, "Kishem shahachacham nikar b'chachmaso, just like a chacham is outstanding in his knowledge and his wisdom, so too he should be outstanding in how he carries himself. The way he eats, the way he drinks, b'diburo, b'hilucho, b'malbusho, b'chilkul dvarev, b'maso matanum. The way he speaks, the way he walks, the way he dresses, the way he deals with people, how he handles business. We expect the Talmud Chacham to be not only more knowledgeable, but more refined. He should be outstanding not only in his wisdom, but in his whole demeanor. Expect that of a Talmud Chacham. You should expect that of a Ben Torah and a Bas Torah. It's not only about accumulating knowledge, but about becoming a more refined person. And do we live up to it? Rav Pam Zatzal was the Rosh Yeshiva in Torah Vadas. Used to give sichot. There was a Talmud of his who, over a period of years, worked very hard on collecting the sichot and putting them to writing, and eventually published a number of svarim, the sichos of Rav Pam. And in the introduction, I think it was to the first volume of the sichot that was published, one of the younger Rosh Yeshiva Torah Vadas writes the following foreword to the Sefer. A member of our kollel in Torah Vadas was in a used bookstore, leafing through the books in the Judaica section. He opened the book and was surprised to see a $100 bill tucked into a page. He turned further and found another $100 bill. Then yet another. Clearly the store owner was unaware of the money, and since all books were sold as is, it was a used bookstore, you bought it as is, it seemed that this would be a book worth buying. But was it the right thing to do? The young man went straight to the owner of the store and returned the money. Later, he was asked why he was so quick to return the money. And he answered simply, because I am a Talmud of Rav Pam. And then, this goes on to say, who are the Talmidim of Rav Pam? Rav Pam's Talmidim can be recognized by their pnimius, their inner values. Recognized by his love of Yashrus, the straight path of normalcy and integrity. Who shudders at the thought of taking money which is not rightfully his, who actually speaks politely, even to immediate family members. Not so easy. He is one who has learned to react calmly, even when the going is tough. He loves Jews of all types and levels of observance. He wants a Jewish education to be available to all Jewish children, wherever they may be. He smiles and thanks his mother or wife for breakfast. As Rav Pam would say, the Talmidim have such ni'imus, they are so pleasant. somebody learned in Torah Vadas would want to be recognized as being somebody who's a Talmud of Rav Pam. So we weren't zocher to be Talmidim of Rav Pam, but we all zocher to be Talmidim of Moshe Rabbeinu. We all study his Torah. And the question, the challenge that we have is when we leave for a short time, for a longer period of time, can a person tell, like the Pasuk says, that we're Yotzei Milifnei Moshe? We walked out of the presence of Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah. It's not easy. It's a challenge, and it's a goal. And very often it's a lifetime struggle. Maybe struggle is too strong of a word. But a lifetime work to make sure that we live up to these aspirations. We're not perfect, and sometimes we'll stumble and we'll fall. We won't quite be that refined person that we should be. But we're only a failure if we don't get up and try again. We can do it. It's possible. And with Siyata Dishmaya, hopefully wherever we go in life, people will take a look and say, that person must have just been Yotzei Milifnei Moshe.